This is the Think Courageously podcast. I'm your host, Deb Cummins-Delato, and I'm here to challenge successful women like you to find the courage to make pivots so that you can ignite your life and expand your limited thinking about change. I'm a certified life and leadership coach, and I'm excited to share my stories and insights into igniting energy from within. When I was a kid, I had a poster on my wall with a quote from Helen Keller, "Life is either a daring adventure or nothing at all." Are you ready for a daring adventure? Are you looking for the best version of yourself? If so, you're in the right place. Let's embrace the adventure of sparking potential together. Hey there, welcome to today's episode of the Think Courageously podcast. My name is Deb Cummins-Delato, and I'm so glad you're here. Today, I'm going to be introducing you to a really cool concept that I've learned through my coaching program. And it's around how energy impacts the way we think and the way we act and the choices that we make. And obviously, I'm going to be talking specifically about how energy impacts our ability to think courageously. I first started to learn about the concept of energy when I was trying to choose a coaching program this year, or I should say last year. And I did a lot of research and found a lot of really interesting programs. But what eventually drew me to IPEC, the coaching program that I went through, is their use of this concept around energy. And I guess I was really attracted to it because I've noticed throughout my life that I'm usually the person that's on. And if you know me, you know I have really great energy 90% of the time. And most people say I'm enthusiastic and friendly, and I show up in a very high energy way. But what I always have been fascinated with is what happens when that energy is not working? And what happens if I'm not feeling my bubbly self? And what is that all about? So I started to research this IPEC coaching program, and I found the book called Energy Leadership by Bruce Snyder, who is actually the founder of our program. I checked out the book, and I was really excited about the concepts in the book as they apply to working with organizations. And then I decided this might be a very cool thing for me to pursue in terms of coaching, because again, I was super interested in how it was working, or in some cases, not working for me. So at the core of energy and talking about energy are these two basic places of energy. One is around anabolic energy, and the other is around catabolic energy. And so let me share a little bit with you about that. Catabolic energy is really a destructive, tearing down force, and it's often associated with stress. So when someone perceives a situation as being stressful, the brain creates catabolic hormones like adrenaline and cortisol, and it really kicks your brain into this place. And the idea of these hormones is to break down our cells and tissues and provide us the energy to push through a stressful situation. Okay, so catabolic is an energy force that helps us push through something. Anabolic energy is constructive, and it's a building up force, and it's associated with way less stress. This happens because when the brain isn't under stress, it tells the body to release anabolic hormones that are designed to optimize everything in our life. So as a result, it's easier for us to focus on solutions, tap into creativity, and experience a more complete and conscious view of situations. The less judgment and fear we have around that people have around themselves and situation, the more anabolic energy they can access. So in a typical day, the way to think about catabolic and anabolic energy is sort of like the stock market. Throughout the course of the day, we go in and out of anabolic energy, catabolic energy. It's kind of an interesting thing to track, I found. So throughout the day, these levels are going up and down, and we find ourselves in different levels of energy. And what we know is that there are 7 levels of energy. It's pretty interesting stuff. And when we're experiencing this catabolic energy, it can feel like a total distraction. So I know this sounds really weird, especially on a podcast, but that's okay. We're going to play it anyway. I want you to take two fingers and I want you to like literally jab your fingers into your ribs. I want you to do that 1 second. The first thing I want you to do is think about something that is really exciting to you in your life, something that you're doing that you're really fired up about, a project that you're engaged in, a choice that you're making, a new habit you're building. Just want you to kind of think about that and play out what that feels like in your brain. Okay, got it? Great. And now what I want you to do is take those two fingers, your index finger and your middle finger, and I want you to jab them into your ribs. Super fun. And I want you to think about the same situation with your fingers jabbed into your ribs. And how does that feel? I know I'm actually doing it right now because I like to be reminded of this concept. And actually what it feels to me is that it's super distracting. I'm trying to record a podcast and I'm having this pain. And in my world, it makes me want to slow down a little bit because it's just basically uncomfortable. So that's what catabolic energy feels like. It feels distracting. It feels like you can't focus. What I want to do now is give you a little insight into these 7 levels of energy and what they look like in terms of how we show up. And so I want you to be able to think about this for yourself and do some self-identification. And then when we get to the part about how to use this around thinking courageously, we'll go back to each of these levels and I'll give you my own example and see if it resonates with you. So basically, level 1 energy is the lowest level of catabolic energy. It's often described as a victim perspective because the perception is that the situation is outside the individual's circle of influence and control. People experiencing level 1 energy tend to feel worry, overwhelm, doubt, and any other emotion associated with being powerless, powerlessness, actually. And so as a result of seeing situations as being done to them, the tendency is to withdraw, avoid, or disengage. I think it's very easy to think about what we might look like at this energy level by picturing a turtle with your head far into your shell. So it literally is just, I'm pulling away, I'm disengaging, I'm withdrawing. And I'm doing that probably because I feel like I don't have a voice or I don't have the energy because of the circumstances around me that have led me to feel like a victim. Okay, so you've got that. The advantage of that level 1 energy is it's not a negative or bad energy. It just serves a purpose. And basically, it can protect us from experiencing uncomfortable situations or assuming responsibility for negative life events. It can also draw sympathy and support from others. And so I found for myself that this energy level was something I used quite regularly in the beginning of my grief process. I just really wanted to hide someplace and not have to engage with anybody. I just couldn't believe what was going on in my life. I couldn't believe I had lost my mom. And my energy was completely depleted at every level, but mostly it showed up in this just wanting to withdraw. And if you kind of think about the stages of grief, it makes a lot of sense. The disadvantage, obviously, of this kind of energy is that it creates avoidance and disengagement, and it can clearly impact levels of satisfaction and fulfillment. Basically, at level 1, it's this terrible feeling of having your energy hijacked. Okay, so that's level 1. Let's talk a little bit about level 2. Level 2 is also catabolic, and it's characterized by conflict. So from a level 2 perspective, everything tends to be viewed as black or white, right or wrong, good or bad. At level 2, people come from a win-lose frame of reference and often feel anger, resentment, entitlement, frustration, or any other conflict-related emotion. When someone is approaching a situation through level 2, the tendency is to take charge and control of the situation to assure a win. So sometimes this shows up as fairly forceful. And as people experience things that don't go as planned, they tend to blame others. And because of the anger and frustration they feel, it may be difficult for them to let things go. At this level, people might be demonstrate mistrust or a need to fight for themselves to be successful. So it's combative. It's I'm going to war kind of feeling. I'm gonna fight you tooth and nail on this. The advantage of this level is that it enables people to get shit done. It is more energy than level one. It fires you up and it helps you push through things. And it's often why people talk about feeling like they work well under stress. The disadvantage of level two is that since motivation is forced, the results can really be not sustainable, and being in level two can eventually impair motivation, our levels of satisfaction, and the productivity of others. Obviously, the use of long-term force, intimidation, and coercion are just really short-term strategies that may have long-term impacts. It's interesting for me, my own ahas around level two is that I don't spend a lot of time here. I really was taught and conditioned throughout my life to not burn bridges and to rise above negative energy. And I really developed a very strong mindset about avoiding conflict pretty much at all cost. It's interesting because as I've learned about energy, I've learned that I probably should have done more or would have maybe released some of the emotions that I have felt throughout my life if I was able to express them at this level too. I just tend to be a flighter instead of a fighter in stressful situations. So level one and level two are really, if I want you to think about a line in the sand, and level one and level two are below the line in the sand in terms of how we react to things as being catabolic. So level one and level two is below the line at catabolic. Okay, so let's talk about level three energy. Level three is really interesting because it's a mixed bag of both catabolic and anabolic energy. It's like the gateway into anabolic energy. And the focus on this is winning and achieving desired results. And so when something happens that is perceived as negative or stressful, a level three perspective allows people to release the negativity and keep focused on the desired outcome. At this level, people take responsibility for their thoughts, feelings, and actions, and they can often motivate themselves and others by finding ways to cope, release, forgive, tolerate, compromise, and explain away resentment, stress, disappointment, and other burdens in order to encourage cooperation and productivity. People who experience level three energy tend to make the best of situations. So it's really easy to think about level three energy in a metaphor. It's really those of us who, when we're given lemons, we make lemonade. And we are always looking for the silver lining. Another way to think of level three energy is the concept of it is what it is. And many people I know function quite well at level three energy. The advantage of level three is that people are able to move past negative judgment and negativity so they can remain focused on making positive movement toward the goal or the desired outcome. The disadvantage is that since level three allows people to move past negativity in the moment, it doesn't address actually what's going on underneath the line, that actual level one or level two energy. And as a result, there could be a tendency to tolerate or settle for good enough. And so in the pursuit of finding solutions to move forward, underlying issues may go unaddressed. So this is, again, when we're in situations where we might be unhappy in a relationship or a career, but we've sort of resigned ourselves to the fact that this is where things are. We're not ready to make a change. It can leave us feeling a little stuck, actually, level three energy, and certainly prevent us from thinking courageously. So let's move to level four. Level four is a moderately anabolic level, and its core thought is concern for others. Oh my gosh. In the work that I do with so many folks in the nonprofit sector, this is showing up at a level of service. And it looks and feels selfless because it's around caring and giving and supporting and helping. And since the focus of these actions is basically on helping others to succeed, we might not take good care of ourselves. This shows up pretty much daily for me in my coaching practice with the people that I work with in the nonprofit sector. Really, many of us are in this sector because we want to make the world a better place, and we want to serve others, and we want to make others feel good about what they're doing. And what I've really learned about this level of energy is that sometimes it helps others, but it takes away from us creating really good boundaries for ourselves. It's pretty interesting. And it's the place where we can feel and experience lots of burnout and lack of motivation. It's interesting, a little interesting story for me about level four is that I thought when I took the assessment, which I'll talk about in a little bit, that I would have a lot of level four energy, which I do. But I realized that pretty early on in my career, when I was a social worker and I was engaged with clients, that I was taking on all of their emotions, and I was taking that home with me, and it was really influencing my own energy level and my ability to take care of my family or to be fully present in relationships. And it's interesting because, again, I made an assumption that this would be my highest energy level, and it actually wasn't, and it made sense when I thought about my own career path because my energy lives a lot at level five and level six. So level five is a fairly high anabolic energy level, and it's focused on it's around leadership. And when you experience level five energy, you no longer perceive situations and people as good or bad, right or wrong. And so as a result, there's really a sense of peace and confidence because every situation or outcome is viewed as an opportunity to learn something that can help you adjust course and move forward. So I want you to think about level five as the opportunity zone. And I just feel even in myself as I'm reading that description that that's a place I really like to be. I really approach almost every situation when I'm not under stress as an opportunity to learn and grow. And I really think that's something that attracted me to coaching. So think about this for yourself. If you are constantly in a place where you're serving others and advising and counseling, you might show up more as level four. And in that leadership place, you're really looking at opportunities, how others can grow, how you might grow in a situation as a level five. At level five, every situation provides additional information that can guide next steps and decisions. And it really is about a growth mindset, which I know a lot of you who are listening are interested in building a growth mindset. It allows us to explore the purpose behind everything that happens. So rather than fixing a problem or a person who's presenting with a problem, this level maintains a solution-focused focus. At level five, people are able to generate ideas and see opportunities and purpose in every situation. And so we don't take things as personally when we're able to live at this level five energy. The disadvantage of level five is that, let's see if this resonates for you, is that sometimes we can see so many opportunities that we might overthink things and experience paralysis by analysis. So that's a little bit about level five. Level six is a high anabolic energy. And when someone accesses their level six lens, they approach situations with openness. And as a result, there's a strong connection to everyone and everything, as they see everyone else as a part of themselves. I really look at this as a kumbaya level because the core thought is around synthesis, and the perception is Everyone's gifts and talents come together to create a unified whole. It's really around synthesis and synergy. And the core emotion is joy, and the action result is wisdom. It's just a super fun place to play in. Because really, judgment goes away, and the concept of separation melts away at this level. I find this level to be so energizing because it releases me from feeling like I need to show up as the expert. And I guess the core principle for me is at level six, when I'm living in this level, everyone's a teacher and everyone's a student. And I love that. At level six, we are creative geniuses and visionaries, and we're brilliant and we're conscious leaders because we access our intuition and we use it to create new and exciting innovations that benefit everybody. Oftentimes at this level, we lead more by our presence than our actions, and we share in projects rather than delegating them. The view through this perspective is that, woohoo, everybody wins because we're all part of the bigger picture. And so at this level, what I've really learned is that we can be fully present with other people, which is quite an amazing experience. It gives me goosebumps to think about it. Instead of trying to make sense of things, we're really just being fully present. We're listening at a different level. And we're really starting to synthesize how all things happen for a reason. Again, it's quite a high energy level. And at this level, we can be intuitive, empathetic, and we have the ability to feel and connect without judgment. So as a result, there's a sense of joy and satisfaction. The disadvantage is that at this level, people might not appear to be grounded, and we couldn't be seen as out of touch or aloof. They may be high risk takers and acting on intuitive impulse without balancing intuition with logic and emotion. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. So I lead with level six energy. And as you've heard, I've always been this high risk taker and opportunity seeker in terms of my career. Sometimes I've done that in relationships. And to be quite honest, it hasn't always worked out really well for me when I've just let my level six show up without balancing it with some logic and intuition. But I lead with level six, and my secondary response is a level three, which means if I'm not seeing that synthesis, that's such a hard word to say, and synergy, I tend to really lay back a little bit more and just be where I am at the moment. It is what it is. If I can't be at that level six or the level five. So finally, level seven. Level seven is a really cool level. It's the highest level of anabolic energy, and it's the level of creation. This level is characterized by complete objective thinking, non-judgment, fearlessness, and unconditional love. No human resonates completely here, but with practice, we can all learn to access this. Amazing, right? Just amazing. And this is that ultimate Zen place where really everything, one of the best descriptions I heard of level seven energy that I love is just think about the color white and just think about how all colors kind of blend into this place where as they're blending, it becomes this bright white light. And the advantage is at this level, people have the ability to connect with their inner genius and co-create their life experience. They're connected to an intelligence of the highest order. So those are the seven levels. You probably will want to go back and listen to this again. And I will include some information on the website about these seven levels of energy. I just think they're so fascinating, and I'm so curious to hear what you think about them. And again, level three, four, and five, six and seven are above the line in anabolic, and level one and two are below the line, and they're catabolic. So I thought I'd share a little bit of a story with you that just happened around my own awareness of energy levels. And essentially, the whole concept of energy and energy leadership is that once we realize what level we're at, we have some ability to navigate up and down through these seven levels throughout the day. So remember how I told you about the concept of the stock market and that we can feel like a bunch of these things at the same time? That's what really has resonated with me. And when I catch myself someplace, what do I do to move from that catabolic energy to an anabolic energy? As some of you know, last week, my family and I took a trip to the British Virgin Islands with the goal of, we had a really specific mission. We were on a mission. And the mission was to spread my mom's ashes in the Caribbean. And so much about that experience and thinking about that experience was a level seven response for me. It was this magical beauty of bringing my mom back to a place that she loved, and she had a real connection with nature, and that was sort of her spiritual space. And so as I allowed myself to think about this trip, I definitely was able to get to some level seven energy. But I also have to say that before the trip, I was really feeling a lot of level four energy because this was the first time my full family had traveled together in quite some time. And my daughter, my son-in-law, my niece and my nephew, my brother, my sister-in-law, and my husband, we were all together. And I was just feeling like so much pressure to make everything perfect. I don't know if that connects for any of you, but I was just in this space of level four. And even though I did a lot of cool things in terms of setting up the trip and making sure that everybody would be comfortable, I was feeling a little exhausted by the commitment I had made myself for everybody to just have this perfect experience. So we planned the sailing trip for Monday, actually for Friday, which was Valentine's Day. And it was really amazing. It really was this beautiful ceremony where my brother's family took ashes and my family took ashes and we released them in the Caribbean. And my husband said that from his vantage point, it looked like there was this really cool fish formation that was happening. And I felt a great sense of relief when the ashes were spread, but I also felt this overwhelming sadness. And the sadness really showed up for me on Friday night. And since my mom died, I sometimes get these night terrors where I just have a dream and I start sobbing uncontrollably. And I woke up on Friday night with this terribly catabolic energy, which was a lot of guilt and shame and feeling like I had left my mom. I had somehow deserted her by doing this. And it was really weird because it was raining really, really hard and the rain woke me up. And I said to my husband, like, mom's out there and she's getting wet. And I know, like, from a very rational point of view, that does not make any sense, like, at all. But I definitely dropped to this catabolic place of where I was feeling like I just wanted to be by myself and I just wanted to be sad and I just wanted to feel like this is freaking unfair that I'm doing this and that I'm feeling responsible for all of this. And I woke up the next morning and I was so drained. I was exhausted. Long story short, though, I got through that through the support of my husband. I didn't really want to talk about it too much, and I waited till the next morning to share what that experience was like with my brother and my daughter. I didn't share it with everybody because I just didn't feel like everybody would connect to it. And what I also noticed about my energy is that since I've come home, I've been really drained. I've been probably more drained the last 3 or 4 days than I've been in quite some time. And I think one of the reasons is that I was experiencing this really fluctuating energy level, and I felt exhausted from it all. You know, I wasn't maintaining my usual energy, my anabolic energy, and I was finding myself going below this line really quite frequently in the last few days. And what I did find was that when I started back coaching my clients, I was able to go back to level four and be really in service to them. And by being in service to them, I actually moved pretty quickly back up to my level six energy. It's pretty cool. Long story short, or I guess what I wanted to share with you is that we all have a choice in how we show up with this energy level. And I really believe like energy attracts like energy, and so does the principle in our coaching program. And so I've really had to redirect my energy to that higher level in the last 24 hours. I've taken care of myself. I've gone back to level four, and I've showed concern for myself and the people around me. But it wasn't until I started back into coaching this week that I started to feel like myself again. And I think this principle is just so incredibly powerful when it comes to thinking courageously. You know, just think about it for yourself. Like, if you are just freaking miserable in your life and you don't want to talk to anybody, you're at that level one energy. Or if you're really pissed off with everybody in your life, you're at that level two energy. And sometimes we just get stuck at level three, where we're just tolerating so much. And it's not until we really reengage around our values and our vision at level four that we can start to think courageously again. And I'm really learning that to think courageously, we can experience anything that's anabolic at a level four and above. And so love you to think about that and consider that for yourself. I talk about it with my clients as, you know, with my clients around this concept around where's the lift for you? How do you lift yourself up? And so much of the time it's around just being very aware and conscious of the energy we're showing up with. So I encourage you to think about this, and we're going to really be exploring this much more in the episodes to come. But I wanted to give you this little lesson in energy leadership today as we move forward in these podcasts. And with that in mind, I just want to talk a little bit about next week's podcast. Next week, we're having our first interview, and I'm interviewing a friend and a professional in our community. Her name is Katie Brown, and she's the co-founder and principal at Morton Brown Family Wealth. And she's really going to be talking about thinking courageously around money and finance. Katie is a really remarkable woman. So after about 15 years of climbing the corporate ladder at a financial firm, Katie felt challenged to turn the traditional product model on its head in 2018. And in 2018, she and her partner, a very good friend, dear friend of mine, Dennis Morton, launched Morton Brown Family Wealth, which is a firm that has the vision of creating a community of clients and professionals leading purposeful lives through the stewardship of wealth. I don't know about you, but for me, that sounds pretty connected to think courageously. In addition to launching this firm and really creating something new, Katie got a shocking breast cancer diagnosis just 6 months prior to launching the firm. And she relied heavily on the community around her to successfully start her business, beat cancer, and fulfill a lifelong dream of running the Boston Marathon in April of 2018. And 2 years later, Katie and her partner are leading an amazing firm. And she continues to serve her community as a leader on nonprofit boards and as a member with the Certified Finance Planner Board of Standards to inspire young women to seek out roles in the field of financial planning. So I'm super excited to have Katie on the podcast. And I've asked her to really think about her own, to really think about the definition for herself around thinking courageously, around success, and around pivots. And I'm excited to have her on the show week to talk about all of those things. So Hopefully you enjoyed this episode of Think Courageously. Hopefully you got some really yummy food for thought, very yummy food for thought. And a couple things, as I do every week, I really encourage you to subscribe to the podcast. I'd love you to subscribe. I'd love you to leave a review. I would love you to join our Think Courageously Facebook community, which is growing every day. I'm so excited about. And finally, I'd love you to check out our website at www.thinkcourageously, where you can find these podcasts and also other information about things that we're doing to help successful women find the courage to make pivots. And with that said, thanks so much for tuning in. I'm looking forward to continuing our conversation. And as always, I encourage you to think courageously.